You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with both Jennifer Goodwin and Melissa Truman, who hold senior executive positions at Bidawi, a 113-year-old pet adoption agency founded in 1903 by Mrs. Flora Jenkins Kibbe. Bidawi has locations in Wantagh, West Hampton, and Manhattan, New York. Ladies, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having us, Eric.
You're welcome, and the pleasure certainly ours. Looking forward to hearing from you and Bidawi as well. So tell us, Melissa, for starters, what services does Bidawi provide?
Sure. So like you said, we've been around for over 113 years, which makes us one of the oldest animal welfare organizations in the United States. And we operate three facilities, two in Long Island, both West Hampton and Wantagh, and one in Manhattan. And as far as the services we provide, our Wantagh facility is actually an administrative office and an area where we isolate all of our incoming animals to make sure that they're healthy and behaviorally sound before they are put up for adoption. And so it's not open to the general public. But in Manhattan and West Hampton, both those locations are open to the public, and they include two adoption centers where people can come in and get matched with their new family member, two full-service animal hospitals, and then a variety of programs that are designed to enrich your life with your pet, such as our pet therapy program, which if you adopt an animal or bring an animal into your life and then you decide that you want them to be able to go into nursing homes or schools or hospitals and provide therapy for, those people, you can have them certified with our pet therapy program, as well as a robust volunteer program. And then we have two pet memorial parks, one in West Hampton and one in Wantagh. And these parks have provided a final resting place to over 65,000 animals. So a variety of services that really cultivate the lifelong relationship between people and pets.
Now, Jennifer, if you would, get into what is estate planning for pet owners?
Sure. And, people ask us that question frequently. Estate planning for pets means providing care for a pet in case it outlives you. Unless you know you have a family member who's willing to take your pet if you become ill or die, as a pet owner, you'll want to ensure that your animal is cared for no matter what. Now, there are several options. You could establish a pet trust, or you could leave a bequest of your pet and cash to a friend or relative. But also, Bidawi created Loving Legacy, and we're going to talk about this special option in more detail today. Of course, keep in mind, we recommend that people consult with their own attorneys and financial advisors when making their plans.
Also, Jennifer, why do you think that this is trending so much?
Well, so many of us are loving and committed pet owners. We know that our pets are such an important part of our lives. So just like we sit down and make plans for our children and for our assets for someday when we pass away, we know that we need to make plans for our pets as well, because we want to make sure that they're getting the best care possible, even if we predecease them. And I have to tell you, we get calls at Bidawi every week from people all across the country who want to know how to plan for their pet's future.
Today, we're joined by both Jennifer Goodwin and Melissa Truman, who hold senior executive positions at Bidawi, a 113-year-old pet adoption agency, a leading pet welfare organization serving metropolitan New York and Long Island, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Jennifer, continuing on, why are estate planning experts suggesting that pet owners prepare for the possibility that their animal companions may outlive them?
Well, as you can imagine, pets who aren't provided for and not wanted by relatives, could see a terrible fate. They could be kicked out of the home, they could be surrendered to municipal animal control, or even worse, they could be euthanized. And if you have a pet, you know that you don't want any of these things to happen to your beloved animal. You want to make sure that they're going to be cared for exactly the way that you cared for them all those years.
And if you would, explain the Loving Legacy program and how it is so unique as well.
Sure. Bidoe's Loving Legacy is a special program that provides pet owners with peace of mind by pledging to step in and care for beloved dogs and cats if the owner predeceases them or is rendered incapacitated. Now, enrollment in the program ensures customized, tender, loving care because Bidoe works with our vast network of devoted employees and volunteers and supporters to find a suitable home. We also cover a lifetime of routine medical needs. Potential guardians are carefully screened and reviewed so that the new home, level of commitment, and lifestyle meets our standards of excellence. One of the specialties here at Bidoe is what we call matchmaking, which is finding the right fit between the animal and the family. And, of course, with Loving Legacy, we'll do exactly that for your pet if you need us to. Another really cool thing about the program is that we ask the owner to fill out a preference form and update that form every single year. So we'll have information about your pet's favorite foods, their behavior, their sleeping habits, anything we can do to help the pet get comfortable as quickly as possible with its new family. And of course, for more information on Loving Legacy, you can visit bidoe.org.
And most certainly, and lastly, Jennifer, how does a lack of planning affect pet shelters and the locations that you serve?
That's a great question. You know, pet shelters and humane organizations as a whole are really overcrowded and underfunded. So if people don't take responsibility for the lifetime care of their pets, this problem is only going to be exacerbated.
Well, it certainly has been great to have you both and also getting us up to speed as to all about Bidoe and its services. Once again, if you would, Jennifer, tell us where listeners can get more information accordingly about Bidoe.
Sure. People can visit our website at bidoe.org.
Well, Jennifer and Melissa, thanks for your time today and for joining us here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks so much, Eric.
Thank you, too.
And you're both more than welcome. We have been speaking with both Jennifer Goodwin and Melissa Truman, who hold senior executive positions at Bidoe, a 113-year-old pet adoption agency, a leading pet welfare organization serving metropolitan New York and Long Island. And for more information and for contact, simply visit bidoe.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.